Okay, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, Southlake, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. As we do each and every week that we can possibly do it, we're streaming live live audio, not video. No, that turned out not to be a good thing. I got a face for radio. We're streaming audio, though, via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, TuneIn. And it is a free app. You can download it from the App Store, either Android or Mac, and put it on your device and search for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and like magic, there we are. So we do that also via our website, whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.oscarradiogolf, w5cgc.org. There's a spot there. You can click and listen on the website as well without the app. One other announcement this week. I don't know if some of the radio posts and blogs and nets and so forth have been abuzz about this, but for all you ex-military radio operators out there and others, there is a possibility that WWV and WWVH and WWBVB could all go silent next year, because they're talking about reducing the budget and shutting all of those fine radio facilities down. And so there is a move afoot to let the folks in the government know just how valuable those signals are to any number of things around the Radio Shack and elsewhere. You know, those fancy watches that you have that are accurate down to the second, they won't work anymore if they turn off the signals. So be sure to write your congressman. This isn't a partisan issue whatsoever. If you want to keep WWV and its sister stations on the air, you better let the Congress know that they need to put the money in the budget to keep them going. Because, man, there is a whole lot of stuff that just won't work anymore if those stations are not on the air, and that would be a doggone shame. So let's hope that that there's enough enough people out there. They probably don't think anybody listens to them anymore, but boy, are they wrong. Are they ever. So there you go. There's my public service announcement for the day. Let's see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard on the frequency. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie, Golf Charlie, looking for active duty Coast Guard. Any relays on active duty Coast Guard? All right, hearing none, we'll go to the next category, which is regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Listening for the weak mobile stations, regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel. Boy, you're coming in here great, Dick.
Well, that's a mobile, but it's a big signal. Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel. Any other regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? I hear K7DCG. Who else? NO4MM Mobile. Who? There another regular Coast Guard net member who is mobile. All right, Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel. Go ahead.
Oh, very good, Dick. Boy, I don't think I've heard 20 meters this good in a year. But you're 20 over 9 here. Beautiful signal. The band is in good shape, quiet, no noise, and good comms. Gorgeous day here in Amelia Island. Won't hold it. Good to hear you. It's been a while since we've been on. We've been traveling, but good to check in. Nothing further here. Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel.
All right, sir. Nice big signal. Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel from Amelia Island. Good to have you back on board with us. Yeah, I was playing around last night. You know, I've gotten onto the one of the newest bands that we've got to work with. 630 meters, that's down at 472 kilohertz, 472 kilohertz, And I've got some equipment, some antennas on the air. And last night was one of the better two-way nights I've ever had on there either. A lot of guys are getting on that band, and particularly it seems like east of the Mississippi. We've got a lot of stations now east of the Mississippi that are getting on the air, and we're working JT9, which is a lot of fun. Of course, there are a lot of other things you can do there, too. When the band gets better this winter, I suspect we'll make some CW contacts as well. As various the digital modes, but it's fun. So come on down. The water's fine. WA4DDH, Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff. Charlie, go ahead.
Very good, Dick. Dick, I've listened in on 472. One real quick one. Where do you hang out? What's the exact frequency on 472 you hang out at?
Well, the actual dial frequency for the majority of the JT9 and Whisper is 474.2. That's the dial frequency upper sideband, and then the software does the rest of it. Over.
Affirmative. We'll definitely try to get on and listen. Have a good one. Nice talking with you. WA4 Delta Delta Hotel Mobile.
And the CW frequency is 474.5. Yeah, it's not a very wide band down there, but you'd be surprised what all the stuff you can squeeze in there. We did operate CW for Coast Guard Day with K1 Charlie Goff, and did manage to get a QSO. So we did do that. 474.5 for CW, or in that general vicinity, and that's a little harder to hear. You got to have a pretty darn good antenna, because we're not talking about high-powered KPH or NMC or NMN or anybody like that. These signals, you're only allowed 5 watts. Effective radiated power, EIRP, they call it. And so signals aren't very strong, but it can be done. It's a lot of fun. WA4DDH, W5 Charlie Goff. Charlie, we'll see you next week, and drive carefully over there, Bill. Over.
Very good, Dick. That makes the old Oak Box transmitter days coming back to reality. Have a good one, Dick. WA4DDH mobile.
All right, sir. 73 is K7 Delta Charlie Goff. I saw you were moving again. Over.
And you're running about a 5.5 to 5.6 here. Go ahead.
Okay, I missed where you said you were from. I switched antennas. Where are you coming from?
We're at Nellis Creek Air Force Base, Las Vegas, Nevada. High today is going to be 103, which is at least better than being 115. Over.
Las Vegas Creech. I know where that's at because my son happens to live out that way. My daughter retired from Nellis, daughter-in-law, and I've been there a few times, as you might suspect. And yeah, they put a new air conditioner in their house simply because the old one just wheezed out. It just kind of quit. Over.
Well, I can understand why. We've had one or the other going almost 24/7 in order to survive here, over.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, when it's 104 or 5 at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, it's kind of nice to have that thing working.
Yes, indeed. It helps you to sleep. We're going to be here until probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and then we're headed for Flagstaff. Going to spend a week or so there, and then head for Tucson for the reunion. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, it sounds like a little traveling, and that's great. The Coast Guard CW Association reunion is in Tucson this year. I'm not going to be able to make that one. I've got a conflict that weekend with my 55th high school class reunion. And when we went to Galveston, I passed up on going to the 50th. So I thought, well, maybe I ought to go to this one. You know, it's the herd is thinning. Over. Ain't that the truth? Yeah, it used to be in a big hall, and now it's in a small room.
Anytime we got an antenna up and we're stationary on a Saturday, we'll check in.
All right, sir. I like it. We'll do that. Thank you for being out there. Enjoy Las Vegas. K7 Delta Charlie Goff, Whiskey 5 Charlie Goff, Charlie. Dallas-Fort Worth, I got to go back over to the other antenna now. And we'll go back over here and see if I can hear NO4MM. Okay, it's still a little bit light, and there was a little QRM. I didn't quite catch where you're at there, Bill. Over. Oh, anybody relay where he says he is?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington, Kentucky? NO4MM, are you in Lexington, Kentucky or Virginia? Over. Well, I heard you say you're on the way back from to Florida. One station jumped in and said you were in Lexington, Kentucky. Try that location again. Well, you're taking the long way around, Roger. All right. Well, surprised to hear you there, but glad we got that report, and thanks for the relay. And I'm the one who I was shocked to hear that he took the long way around. But 7-3's there to you. Have a safe trip on your way back down to Florida there, Bob. Maybe we'll catch you from down that way next week. NO4MM, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club. Let's take some check-ins from those Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary, U.S. Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard.
Kilo Radio 4 X-ray.
Delta Yankee. KM4WJR.
Got KR4X, Delta Yankee, it's KB1JDY, and Whiskey Juliet Romeo. Give me a couple more. N2BTX, who else? WB2ELD, and there's still some more in there, but let's work this group. Whiskey Radio 4 X-ray jumped right out at me. Over.
Roger, W5PGC, this is KR4X, Larry in Tampa. All is well, temperature 88 degrees, sunshiny, it's warm. My Rays are doing pretty good. We've won 6 in a row. We beat up on Boston last night, 10-3. Everybody have a great week. KR4X.
Yeah, we're just worried about how far down in the cellar are the Rangers going to be when it's all over with. Over.
That's okay. Baseball's baseball.
There you go. Well, hope to be able to join you guys on Thursday this week. We've been a little AWOL on the CW net the last 3-4 weeks in a row. Seems like just one thing or another popped up, and I haven't been able to get on. But hopefully, I don't think we got anything going on this Thursday. I think we might be able to actually get in there. I'm going to have to put some WD-40 on my key to make sure the pivots move. Over.
Roger, Dodger. See you there. Zulu Uniform Tango. Over.
There you go. KR4X, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and Zulu Uniform Tango. Kilo Baker 1, Juliet Delta Yankee. Go ahead.
W5CGC, KB1JDY. Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George from Worcester, Connecticut. A nice 77 degrees out there, Dick. And it's that time of the year up here in the Northeast where we have the agricultural fairs, and it's kind of nice to go and see them. Back to net.
Roger, Roger. You get to bring home any good produce or stuff like that, or just get to go wander and eat all the good food?
Oh, you got to eat all the good food, Dick. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be fried something, just fried whatever. I think they've already announced what the Texas State Fair is going to have for fried foods this year, and I think one of them is Texas Fried Hill Country. I have no idea what it is, but it sounds good.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Very good, Dick. Nice signal today. Thanks for picking me up. 7-3, Dick. KB1JDY, Semper Paratus.
KB1JDY, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Juliet Radio.
Kilo Mike 4, Whiskey Juliet Radio. Kilo Mike 4, Whiskey Juliet Radio. Northern Kentucky.
Yeah, very good. Kilo Mike 4, Whiskey Juliet Radio in Northern Kentucky. Nice to have you on board. Any prior Coast Guard service or other military service? Over.
No, not at all.
Very good. Well, I thank you for joining us today. You've got a nice signal. You're running about 5.7 to 5.8. Says Maysville, Kentucky. Is that a Roger?
Roger, Maysville, Kentucky, about 40 miles southeast of Cincinnati.
Roger, Roger. Very good. Well, thank you very much. We had a guy in Mobile in Lexington, Kentucky, a while ago, and he was not putting anywhere near the signal in that you are. So, very good job. Thank you, Jim, for stopping by. We'll give you a good solid 5.9. Over.
USL. Thanks, Doc.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. 7.3, Semper Paratus from those of us here on the Coast Guard Net. Whiskey, Kilo Mike 4, Whiskey Juliet Radio, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, clear with you. November 2, Bravo Tango X-ray.
November 2, Bravo Tango X-ray. Good afternoon there, Dick. Yeah, finally able to hear you for a change. It's been kind of rough getting you up here in Western New York, but otherwise... kind of quiet and looking for some lovely 90-degree weather this coming week. So that's really about it. Like I said, the band's been terrible the last few weeks. I haven't even been able to hear you. So back to you.
Roger, Roger. Yeah, it's been really tough. I'm telling you, the almost all summer. Just pick a week, and there always seems to have been something going on. This is the best week we've had in a long time. So let's knock on some wood that it stays that way the rest of the net. But it's good to have you on. Sounds like a nice toasty day up there in Perry, New York. Got big plans for the afternoon, over?
Actually, going to a soccer game for the youngest granddaughter, and then off to Texas Roadhouse for some, I'm going to say beef, but you never know with the teenagers, over.
Hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's that time of year. The kiddos are all out playing those sports. So have fun with that. We'll say 7.3s to you. And Semper Paratus, glad we got you checked in here today. Sorry it's been so tough the last few weeks. 7.3s.
7.3, Dick. PTX out.
Roger, Roger. Got Alpha Bravo 4 Sugar Foxtrot listening out there on the Internet and a few of his friends, too. Good to have you on board on the TuneIn app today. Let's see here. We've got Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
W5CGC, this is WP2ELD. Good to hear you here in New Jersey. We got 81 degrees, cloudy out, but we were on vacation and we went down to Shakopee Sunday, on Wednesday, and I wanted to see my old base down there. That was my last duty station. I'll tell you what, the town of Chincoteague has really changed since I was down there. I guess you could say Mayberry is dead because they're a lot more commercialized now. But I'll tell you what, we had a great time. It was kind of touch and go with the rain, but we brought our bikes down there. And had a very, very nice weekend. And what they've done down there is very good, very nice for the tourists. And people are all very nice down there, and the prices are good as well. So I was very pleased with it. But, again, I just remember it as it was, and now I'm seeing it as it is. Back to you, Dick.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, hey, I know how you feel. A few years back, and it's been quite a while now. I can't even imagine what the place looks like now. I went back to Monterey, California, where I was first stationed when I got out of radioman school, and we were right off of Cannery Row on the Coast Guard Pier there, and it was pretty much still a fishing town. There were a few things along through there, but they still had all the old canneries along there, and by golly, by the time I got there, all those canneries had turned into some five-star hotels. I tell you, it had definitely changed. Over.
Yeah, Roger, kind of the same thing here. You know, Chincoteague is a big oyster area, and I remember quite a few times helping out some of those oyster boats out there. I'm helping him out when they sunk at the dock, and all that good stuff. But, you know, look at the base. The base is much bigger than it was when I was there, and I would have loved to get on there and get some kind of a tour, but they only give a tour once a year. That tour is right around the same time as the pony penny, which is a very, very busy time down there in Chincoteague, and there was nobody there to even ask, but it's much bigger now. So I don't like change, I really don't. I like things to be and remember it. But I gotta say, a lot of the old stuff is still there, it's just they got a different name on it. And it's a very nice place. I would definitely go back there. Looks like we're heading in for some water, maybe middle of the week here. It's been pretty dry, and I'm hoping it stays that way for a while. Anyway, Dick, thanks for picking me up. Always good to talk to you. W5CGC, WB2ELD.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board there, Art. Thanks for sharing that information with us. Big 7-3, Semper Paratus to you, and we'll look for you next week. This is the U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, W5 Coast Guard Club, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. Let's take some check-ins looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Coast Guard, U.S. Public Health Service doctors that serve with the Coast Guard.
Kilo Alpha 6 Delta.
K6D and a November Papa. Who's the November Papa?
Whiskey Alpha 4 Kilo November Papa.
WA4KNP, thank you. Other Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Fox Uniform Mike.
Fox Uniform Mike, I've got you. Who else? Sounds like somebody is transmitting, but their audio is all garbled, and I can't make it out. Try again. Okay, didn't hear it that time. Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, go ahead.
Well, good morning to everybody, and in the net, and 74 and sunny out here. Our temperatures are dropping a little bit, and we certainly like that. When it gets overcast, we rejoice in that. Last night we had a fun night at our church, and just the older people for a potluck supper, and those are always good, Dick, you remember. And so then we just had a time to sit around and talk a little bit, and it's amazing what people are doing and traveling. So anyway, we've been babysitting for the last several weeks, and now my daughter-in-law is unemployed from the company she was with, and so now that that's changed, we will have a little bit of opportunity to move around a little bit. So anyway, wish everybody the best, and be healthy. We're, my wife and I are dealing with diabetes now, and watching what we're doing, so that's a little bit more of a bother, but, you know, we're dealing with it. So anyway, wish everybody the best, and greetings from Southern California. From KA60 back to W5CGC. Got a great signal this morning.
Okay, Mort, very good. Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Good talking to you, and good luck with all of that medical activity, as well as the watching the youngins. I guess school has started for most kids here in our area already, but for some reason, my grandson doesn't start back until Monday, but he'll be coming over here after school, so we're looking forward to having visits from him pretty much every day coming up for the school year. We'll see you later. Big Semper Paratus to you. KA6D, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa.
Yes, Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. I'm a little late stepping in, but I had some issues with an antenna that wouldn't go counterclockwise, but we got that today. It's nice here today, and I think we'll have to go hot again and run next week, but it's the last couple of days have been pretty decent.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Sounds like it's been kind of an interesting period up through there with everything going on. Certainly is good to have you on board with us today, Ed, and hope all is well. And Any big plans coming up for the rest of the week? Over.
Not that I know of. Now, my wife may have something scheduled, but I don't know of anything.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, you have a good weekend up there. Some big Semper Paratus to you. Thank you very much for joining us today. Guess we'll chat with you a little bit later on. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
That's
it. Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform, Mexico.
Charlie Golf, Charlie from Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform, Mike. Good morning, Dick. Hello to everybody on the net. And yeah, my son starts back to school next week. And he's looking forward to it. And quite a week here. One friend of mine lost his brother-in-law suddenly, and another friend of mine lost her father in a car wreck. So it was quite a week here. I'm passionate this weekend. My wife decided to take a little trip out of town and have some girl time with her best friend. So, imagine it till tomorrow. And that's about it here, Dick. Rough copy, but the propagation, of course, you know, just hasn't been all that great lately. So, we'll just wait for it to cycle through. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, WP9 FUM.
Roger, roger. Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform, Mexico. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Very good. Well, it's sorry to hear about all the bad news up there, but I hope you're doing okay, and wish you all the best. And I guess you say your wife has left you all alone to your own devices. That could be serious, Jude. Over.
Roger that, but hey, she always knows where to find me, and that's here in the shack.
Roger, roger. Well, very good. Well, thank you, sir, and appreciate your help during the Coast Guard Day event. All the QSL cards have, we've had in-house here have been sent out, so we're all caught up. 7-3's Big Semper Paratus, Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform Mike from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3's.
Semper Paratus, and yeah, it sure was a lot of fun working the Coast Guard Day event, that's for sure. So we'll catch everybody next week, and we're holding our own, WD9 FUM.
All right, sir, 7-3's to you. Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta is our man in the great Northwest. And it is about time for us to point the antennas up towards the great state of Alaska and see if we've got any contact with Alaska and Hawaii. I don't know whether we expect Gus on today or not. I know the hurricane out there wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be, but I did get word that he had lowered his antenna, so I don't know whether that means he's going to be off the air this week or not. We shall see. Anyway, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Mr. Nick.
You got the 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. I'll copy.
Oh, like you're sitting in the driveway here. I've got a guest in the shack today. Let's see. What's his call sign? Kilowatt Echo 5 Golf November Juliet. That's it. Yep, he's sitting over here looking at his phone. Over.
Oh, glad to hear Dave's over there visiting with you.
Yeah, he just stopped by for a minute. He's running errands today and just kind of dropped by the shack a little bit, but go right ahead and take the con and see what you can do with Alaska.
Well, I was going to ask how his plane project has come along. I guess he's been pretty busy. You couldn't have to do any time on it.
Actually, he's been working on it the last couple of days. He's been sanding up on it. He's got one of the wings? I don't know. The right wing. The starboard wing is... he's been sanding on it and putting all kinds of slick stuff on it so it'll fly through the air. Over.
Well, that'd be good. I'll get some pictures of it. All right, we'll turn the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. Our Alaskan members only, please. KL7IQQ, KL7IWC, KL0KBX, AL7Victor, KL2 Yankee Echo, KL2 Papa Mike. Any of the Alaskans, call now. Well, I got two in there, KL7IQQ and KL0KBZulu. Stand by there, Glenn. KL7IQQ, Mr. Knudsen, go ahead. Okay, Mr. Knudsen, Semper Paratus, you, and go get some of that free chow there, by golly. Thanks for chucking by, stopping by and saying hello. And then over to Juneau Town, KL0KBZulu. Glenn, how you doing? KL0KBZulu, where'd you go, Glenn? Okay, Glenn, that's the best I've heard you in a couple of weeks, so good copy on you this morning there, Glenn. And yeah, fill that freezer up. There ain't going to be many salmon left from what I've been reading up there. So thanks for stopping by, and Semper Paratus to you. Okay, any other Alaskans? KL2 Papa Mike, KL7IWC, KL2 Yankee Echo, any of the Alaskans?
KL7IWC.
KL7IWC, Mr. Walter, how you doing?
Good evening, and hello to Dick. He has a nice 5-9 signal up here today, over.
All right, well, I hope Dick heard you, because you got a big signal down here today, too. So how's things going up there with you, Larry?
Oh, busy. A couple things. Yesterday, my wife and her were running back and forth to Anchorage this week, got that taken care of.
Yeah, roger. I don't know if you got a little RF in your signal there. You're a little scratchy, but anyway, I understood the whole thing about your sister-in-law and your wife and the firefighting. I was wondering where you've been. You haven't been on the morning net there, so glad to hear that that's giving you a little more chuckles in the pocket there, by golly. So anything else there, Larry?
I can
Yeah, you were pretty rescue that time there, Larry. Okay, we'll look for you on the net next week. KL7WC, Juneau Town, AL7DD, Semper Paratus.
Okay, Semper Paratus.
Okay, clear with KL7IWC. Any more of the Alaskans? KL2 Yankee Echo, KL7AED, KL2 Papa Mike, any of the Alaskans? KL2 Papa Mike, you're almost ESP. Rick, go ahead. Okay, Rick, I got the no traffic there, but by golly, you're the weakest signal on the band here this morning, by golly. But anyway, we got you in there. Excuse me. Did you see where Kodiak got their J models, over? I'll catch up with him later. Okay, we'll bring the quad back around. I think I heard Carlton in there, so we'll bring the quad back around toward the east and see if we can pick up WH6ANH. So, coming through the eastern quadrant there, Carlton, go ahead and give her a try, over.
KL7DD with W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. WH6NH Colorado. Thank you, Nick. I was reading Dick loud and clear until he called you. Until he called you, and then all of a sudden he disappeared. So I don't know if he's going to come back or not. We're listening to see if you could pick up Gus. We're looking for a report out of Gus. And I heard Larry loud and clear. Congratulations, Larry, on the sister-in-law. But we're up standing by and listening to see if we hear any reports out of Gus. AL7DD, BH6NH.
Okay, Carlton, nice signal this morning, and he's copying Juneau Town up there, and he's looking here about Gus like the rest of us are there. So thanks, Carlton. You got any else?
I'm preparatus.
Nothing else from this end. Looks like we're going to have a good week.
Okay, you take care up there. You might have seen I was hacking a little bit. We got some forest fire smoke over here, so take care. Back to you there, Richard, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
Okay, very good. WH6ANH, heard you loud and clear. Good to have you on board today there, Mr. Carl. And I know you got a bunch of Alaskans, but I was somewhat distracted for the moment, so can you run the call signs down so I can put them in the log? Over.
Roger, roger. KL7IQQ, Mr. Nuts, and KL0 Quebec Zulu, Mr. Six. And KL7IWC, Mr. Walters, and KL2 Papa Mike, Mr. Brendan, and then Carlton.
Okay, dokie. All right, I got them down here. So, give me the QZ again.
Say again.
The Kilo Lima. What ends in Quebec Zulu?
KL0 Quebec Zulu. That's Glen 6.
Okay, you got me a Glen 6. Okay, never mind. All right, I got him. All right, here we go. Let's see what happens. November Hotel 7, Juliet, NH7J. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
W5CGC, W5CGC. This is November Hotel 7, Juliet, NH7J. Just barely hearing you, Dick. Are you hearing me at all? Over.
Yes, sir. Q5 copy. Q5 copy. NH7J. Got a Q5 copy. How are you doing? What's the situation out there? Over.
Okay. Well, good morning. Aloha. The situation is very good. So, not even for Oahu. A lot of rain for the Big Island, especially the east side, the Hilo side. But here, we had a Cat 5, a hurricane come right up to our doorstep. Right there. We just have an overcast, light rains, nothing significant happened on Oahu, so we were spared the big bullet. Over.
Roger, Gus.
Yeah, Roger, Gus, 100%. Very good. Well, boy, I tell you what, we were all over here. I bet you if I got one email, I got a dozen wanting to know if I'd heard from you. So glad to hear everything is turned out okay. I know there was a lot of preparation went into getting ready for the big day, but glad to hear everything turned out okay. No flooding on Oahu or nothing much to speak of, I guess. Over.
Roger that. Nothing significant on Oahu, really. Most of the trouble of Maui and the Big Island, Maui, was dealing with grass fires on the Lahaina side, I guess, which exasperated things. But on Oahu, Honolulu, no issues. Over.
Roger, roger. Good to hear that. I had seen earlier in the week that the Navy sent the fleet out. Everything that could go went. I suppose the Coast Guard did the same thing. Over.
Roger that. They put us on administrative leave for 2 days, so getting a little bit of cabin fever. Over.
Uh-oh. Goodness sakes. I guess so. That'll do it to you every time, but every time that it happens. But I'm glad to hear that all is well. I think your brother checked in a little bit earlier. He said to tell you hello. He's listening on the Internet. Over.
Okay, roger that. Awesome. Well, good. I'm glad he was able to check in directly as well, and that's great. So east meets west all the way through W5GGC. Okay, well, Aloha and 73s, and thanks for the concern. All the best. The W5CGC, Aloha from NH7 Juliet, over.
Always near Hawaii. Roger, Gus.
Yeah, got him. That's Carlton over in Denver giving you the always near Hawaii thing. So your radio sounds very, very good, and I think it's a propagation. It's been pretty good today, but you sound marvelous. Over.
New radio, I guess, helps a lot. Over.
Yeah, have you learned how to run it yet? That's the big thing. I know all the bells and whistles and all.
Roger that. Yeah, it seems pretty easy to use. Everything's just touch screen, so. I think I've got it doing everything I want it to do, all the memory program, and it's pushing this big old power amplifier just fine, over.
Roger. I figured maybe what you'd end up, if the hurricane actually started to get bad, I figured you'd probably wrap it up in plastic and put it on the tallest shelf in the house, over.
Roger. Well, I cranked the antenna down to roof level, so we wouldn't lose that, over.
Good job. Well, very good. Well, you've been a solid copy this entire time, and... thanks for that report. So I guess we can go back to the normal Hawaiian time and do whatever Hawaiians do, and all the vacationers can enjoy their strolls on the beach. Over.
Okay, fade it out on the Dick, but I'll continue to listen to the next. 35CGC, 187J. Aloha.
Aloha, and that's probably the highlight of the day right there. NH7J from Oahu in the island of Oahu in Hawaii near Honolulu, and all is well there, and they dodged a great big bullet, that is for sure. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Let's take some more check-ins now. Those Coast Guard veterans, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary. November 7, Charlie Golf Victor, and I got Radio Mike Charlie on the list. All right, who else?
Foxtrot Whiskey. Kilo Bravo 1 November.
Foxtrot Whiskey, Kilo Bravo 1 November. Another one? Okay, something ending in sugar. I'll have to turn the antenna. Let's go N7, Charlie Golf Victor. Go ahead.
Bad storm they had coming. Beautiful air, it's down to 70 degrees, and we're back down to 80 degree range for high, so things are turning for the better here, other than getting rid of the smoke.
Yeah, roger that. Are they getting those fires contained up there, or are they still pretty much doing whatever they want?
No, a lot of them are still just burning like crazy. They had to shut the air tankers down on one of them, because an idiot was up there flying a drone, and that's very dangerous. They keep telling people no drones around the fires, but they go up there and do it anyway. So I think they're going to start slapping people in jail or something to wake them up.
Golly darn, I guess so. I mean, that is not good whatsoever. Let's hope they get that little situation under control. Well, you're sounding mighty fine down here today. Big signal from Boise. Anything planned for your neighborhood this week? Over.
Nothing really in the works here. Wait to get some new teeth put in here soon, so I found a place that helps veterans out for gravis with extractions and dentures, and looking forward to doing that.
Hey, you better watch out. You'll be eating corn on the cob and nothing flat. Well, good luck to you on that particular procedure. Say 7-3s to you, big Semper Paratus, and thanks for joining us today. That's November 7, Charlie Golf Victor Allen in Boise. 7-3s, see you later.
Roger.
Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie.
W5CGC in the group, this is Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Good morning, Dick. Nice signal today. After last weekend, complete washout for me, it's good to hear people. Although you and Gus are the only ones I can really hear. Temperature here right now is about 55 degrees overcast, and it's going to be in the low 70s today. Over.
Roger. Sounds like a fun, nice, comfy day out there in the San Francisco Bay region today from Petaluma. You got a nice signal coming in here today. Band conditions today are so much better than last week. In fact, they're so much better than they've been most of the summer. This has kind of been pleasant. to operate here today. I had a good time last night on 630 meters. Didn't hear any California stations last night, but boy, I tell you what, there were a bunch of folks on the East Coast that were coming through. So we're going to try it again tonight and see if we can make a two-way contact somewhere out on the West Coast this time. We made three good ones last night on JT9, and we're hoping for more tonight. Over.
Well, roger that. Well, I wish I had the space to put up the kind of antenna necessary for that. Being in the residential lot, I just can't do it. That's good to hear those frequencies are being used. Yeah, this time of year is not real good for that anyway. I remember back when I was at NMC as an operator, I remember 500 kilohertz was just great in the winter. Over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wintertime for sure. Yeah, there is a station out there. Unfortunately, he's having to move, but he lives right in the center of San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, on a city lot, on a city block. And he's got one of the better 630-meter signals on the West Coast. I don't know what the heck he's done, but unfortunately, he's got to take the antenna apart. I understand it's an inverted L using a fishing pole, a fiberglass fishing pole. And I don't know how he did it, but, man, I mean, he puts a signal out. Over.
Roger. I'd be interested to know that design. That sounds really good. Yeah, that's what I would need here. Unfortunately, don't know how he did that. That would be great, though. Well, that's about it for here. Not much else going on, Dick. So nice talking to you, and we'll chat with you again next week. W5CGC, this is W6RMC. Over.
All right, Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to chat with you a little bit, and have a good day out there in the San Francisco Bay Area and Petaluma. Who's the station ending in Foxtrot Whiskey?
Good morning, Dick. This is Matt here. We've got finally cooled off a little bit, and it's just been delightful the last couple of days. And the kids, a lot of kids have gone back to school, so the summer traffic's way down, and it's become a very delightful and time here. And we're looking forward to relaxing for the rest of the summer. So anyway, good to hear everybody, and. They didn't get too much of a problem in Hawaii, although I did see a picture of Maui, and it was kind of flooded. Oh, my God, water all over the place. So, got it someplace. Anyway, good to hear everybody, and have a nice day. Kilowatt Bravo 6, Fox Whiskey.
Yeah, Larry, KB6FWW5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Gus. As Gus told us out there when we were chatting with him, they dodged a big bullet there in Honolulu. And on Oahu itself, that thing was headed right for him and then took a left turn and fell apart. So they just basically got a little more than average rain, minimal flooding, if any, and no wind to speak of. But, boy, in Maui and the Big Island, that's a different story. They've got some problems there. It'll take a while to get those things fixed up. But at least Honolulu was spared. That was, I think everybody was really concerned what could happen if that thing hit there. Over.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Anyway, good deal. Have a nice day.
All right, Larry, good talking to you. Sounding good over here. Kilo Baker 6, Fox Whiskey. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Kilo Baker 1, November.
Good afternoon, Dick, and all others on the net. This is KB1N, Eastern North Carolina. Another warning.
We
certainly had our share of hot, muggy weather. Looking to turn the corner in the next couple weeks.
Okay, very good, Al. KB1N, good to hear you in New Bern, North Carolina. Sounds like you've had a pretty nice week. Anything going on the rest of the day? Over.
Inside stuff. When it cools down, we get some outside projects done. But that's pretty much it. Just gauge your work day outside based on temperature and how good you feel. Go ahead.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, good to have you on board today. Big Semper Paratus to you, and thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you next week, KB1 November, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, 7-3s.
7-3, KB1S.
There was a station ending in Sierra. Let's see if I can hear that one this time. Any relays?
KB9, LP Yankee Papa.
All right, let's listen, see if we get some more Coast Guard veterans in here listening for Coast Guard vets, U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and Public Health Service doctors who work with the Coast Guard for the Coast Guard Net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Indian November, Papa.
KK4, INP. Mr. Bill, how are you? Kilo, Kilo 4, India November, Papa. Hello, hello, Bill.
Hey, hello there. You faded out on me, but you're back again. It's one of those days, I guess. I hope we're making the trip through. And so it's Saturday morning time for regular check-in. Saturday afternoon for you. And everything down here is starting to slow down. It's pretty much getting towards the end of the actual tourist season. Kids back in school. Labor Day will be the last big bump, and then things will be quiet till about mid-October, over.
Roger, roger. Yep, that'll be the time for everybody to get catch their breath, get restocked, and get ready to do it all over again. Good to have you on board with us today. We just had a report, Gus, out in Hawaii. They dodged the bullet over there. They didn't have to put up with what you had to do, and he reports that they got a little more than average rain out of it, but no major flooding and very light winds. So Oahu, anyway, was very lucky. Of course, the Big Island and Maui are a different story. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I've been following that. It's interesting. The thing just kind of blew apart before it really caused any big damage, but it's still going to be a big rain event, and they're getting an awful lot of that. So we wish them the best. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good. Anything important going on with the Ingham this week? Over.
Well, nothing important this week, but we will be shutting down from about the 5th of September to about the 3rd of October. We'll be open for tourists. It's an annual maintenance period, so we can get some of our work done without the tourists walking through the ship. And furthermore, there aren't many tourists here anyway, so it's an ideal time to do it. Over.
Roger, roger. What's the latest on Mr. Mike?
I talked to him the other day. I think he's heading back in the next day or two. Get back to Ohio, and then he'll be back here before the end of the month. And we're waiting for him to come back because Tracy and Robert will be leaving. Tracy has to have an operation. She's going up to Kentucky. And then, of course, Mikey's nephew, Joe, is leaving the Army. So it looks like it might be just Mike and myself on here.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of painting that you'll have to do, chipping and whatever. Any updates on any of the grants you're trying to get so you can get into dry dock? Over.
Negative, not at this time. We are going to hear some information, they told us, probably about October. Over.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, your new radio sounds really good down there. I really, good talking to you with it. I know you're looking forward to trying to figure out some of the noise sources so you can shut some of that down and get a little bit better on the receive side. But transmit wise, you're sounding awfully fine. Over.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear. We're gonna take some. Somebody suggested take an AM radio or a little handheld radio and go around and point it to different sources and see what kind of noise you're getting out of it. So we may try that. Over.
Yeah, well, that works. It really does, particularly if you got some fluorescent noise or transformer noise, maybe an insulator that's cracked. Anything like that. Some of that stuff could even be left over from the hurricane that didn't show itself until after it sat there and baked in the sun for a season. Over.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. With all that salt water,
blowing from the hurricane. We found salt in the air conditioners and everywhere else, and we had a lot of desalting to do, but we didn't get up to our antennas per se, so we'll be checking connections and things like that, over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good, Mr. Bill. Say hello to everybody on board, and keep the cards and letters coming on Facebook. I enjoy watching your Facebook page to see what's going on down there. And we'll say Semper Paratus and wish you all the best. KK4INP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Roger, this is KK4INP 73.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Probably got time for about one more good check-in. Let's see who's out there. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliary, Coast Guard Public Health Service doctors.
November 6th, Victor, X-ray,
okay, I got a November 6th. November 6th, Victor X-Ray Mike, and everybody else will pick you up on 14327, so don't give up. We'll go up there and keep going as long as we need to get everybody on board. November 6th, Victor X-Ray Mexico, go ahead.
Good morning, sir. This is N6, the VXM. Name is Arnie. Also, Romeo November in Echo in South Carolina near Hilton Head on a rainy day, 82 degrees, on and off with thunderstorms in the area. We have nothing else to report today, just listening in, and just wanted to say hello to all the Coasties, over.
Roger, Arnie. Good to have you on board. You know, you may be the first one to tell me it's been raining. Everybody else has been bragging about their weather today. It looks to me like you got the only rain cloud I've heard about. Over.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, we've been waiting for it. We get rain almost every single day here. It's been this way for the last couple of weeks, usually later in the afternoon, but this one moved in kind of early for us today. But it's on or off today. It's kind of heavy rain or so, but about a half hour and then it goes away, over.
Yeah, probably just enough to get everything all hot and steamy and mess up whatever afternoon plan you had to work in the yard, something like that, over.
Oh, excuse not to work in the yard. That's how I get out of it, over.
The only problem with that is you pay for it later, you know, when that water makes it grow. I know all that too well. We were in a drought condition around here for weeks. Everything turned brown, stopped growing, didn't have to cut the grass, nothing. And all of a sudden, we got about 3-4 inches of rain, and everything's all green and sprouting like you wouldn't believe. So work, work, work. We'll get her all done somehow. Well, Arnie, I want to thank you for stopping by. Big Semper Paratus to you. Thank you for your work with the Coast Guard, and we'll say 7-3s to you, sir. Over.
That are in the Coast Guard Auxiliary that we stuck them to your net here, so we're going to try and get them interested in working this summer.
Well, we'll look forward to meeting them, getting them on board here. November 6th, Victor X-Ray Mike, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, that is all the time we have here on 14300. They allocate us 1 hour on Saturday at noon Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Pacific, but we have so many members now, well over 950, that we can't get them all checked in an hour. So we get on the air usually before and after the 14300 session on 14327, which is where we're going right now, 14327, plus or minus. I had one fellow talk a little bit earlier. He thought something happened to his radio because we were on 328 last week. Well, that happens when somebody else is parked near that frequency and we have to move a little bit. So look for us up there somewhere around 14327, and we will be there momentarily. Right now it's time for us to turn things over to the Maritime Service Network, Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel. Here is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, did you unplug your antenna or your power? Over.
Neither, but I turned it away from you, but I turned it back up there now. Is that any better?
Oh, you might say so, but in that 7, you've been in, whenever you've been looking sort of this way all morning, you've been in that 9. Great, great signal. I listened to your net. You had a great net. Glad to hear it. I have two things. One, I heard you at the top talking about the WWV situation. There is a link that you can go to where you can add your name to the list of people who want to see that decision reviewed. Apparently it's a White House link to the budget, whatever, I don't know. But I do know that they need 99,000 signatures, and they're only at about a couple thousand. So if you want to put that out to your members, I can send you the link over.
Absolutely. We'll put it up on our social sites and announce it on the air and see if we can't get a few more signatures for that. That's going to be kind of hard to get that many, but you never know. If enough people know about it, they can get on there and sign that petition. But they also need to contact their members of Congress, their congressmen and their senators, and put the bug in their ear about all the bad things that will happen if they shut those stations down. Over.
Absolutely. There is no question about that. You have to do both. And probably the congressman or representative of the more important of the two. But, you know, there's more than just amateurs out there that can see what's happening. There's all kinds of telephone companies, internet companies, et cetera, so the more the word gets out, the better off everyone is. I can't remember what the other thing is other than the comment that the band is certainly long today. It was kind of funny. I was on my other antenna pointed towards Alaska, and I could hear the Alaska station checking in. I could just barely make out the Washington station. You were booming in off the back of this antenna. I couldn't believe it. Hawaii was nice and loud. Oh, I know what the other thing was. I've been reading the weather bulletins on my nets this week. I don't know how many times that I've read the advisories, and I was sure glad to see that that left turn came, or depart, as you guys like to say, came when it did, over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that thing was headed right for Waikiki Beach, and I can't even imagine the horrific damage that would have been done to not only the infrastructure in Honolulu, but to the tourists. Industry there, which they do rely on quite heavily, and boy, that would have been we wouldn't have liked to seen that at all. Over.
No, not at all. And I kept trying to find someone to check in with me and let me know how things are going. But I guess everyone else was preoccupied, or the band wasn't getting there. Who knows? Your website address, I mean your email address is on your website.
Yeah, you could just send it to ke7a@arrl.net.
Okay, arrl.net. Okay, I'll do that. I'll do it right after my net, but so if you care to mention it when you're finishing up yours on 327, it wouldn't hurt. Talk to you later, Dick. Have a good one. Over.
All right, sir. Talk to you later. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie now listening up to 1-4-3-2-7. 7-3.
7-3. This is
Lake Elsinore area, and it got really bad here a couple of days. I had to take my wife to the doctor, and I had trouble coming home. I didn't take my oxygen with me, and I really had some trouble, so I laid low for a couple of days. Yeah, he must have got tied up there on 300. We'll see if he's here. Maybe he also had to go get another pot of coffee there. W5CGC, AL7DD, this is W6VXP.
I'm here, W6VXP. We were talking about the WWV situation. Apparently, they've been announcing it on the maritime nets as well. There is a link on the internet. There's a petition. I believe it's change.org. I'm not sure. I'm not going to give it out because I don't have the exact address right now, where they're trying to collect petitions to get this to the attention of the White House, which is you got to do everything you can. And like has been reported on that WWV, WWVH, WWV. B, all of that. There's more than just listening to a signal on 10 megahertz or 15 megahertz that rely on that time signal. The watch on your wrist may not work, neither may your cell phone. There are so many things that are dependent on that time signal, it's almost scary. So if you think you can go on the internet and get an accurate time, you will be wrong. They run off of the same thing everybody else does. That just shows you how important those time signals are. W6VXP, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, I know I've got AL7DD on here. We got anybody, any on the list to go to? Over.
Nope, I didn't. Ted and I are just been holding the frequency down, so I didn't take anybody as the net check-in. Over.
Roger, Roger. Then let's see who we can get on board. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard, amateur radio net, on the air to provide a meeting place for those who have served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Again, my name is Dick in Southlake, Texas. Let's take some check-ins looking for Coast Guard veterans, those who've served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary, and the Public Health Service with the U.S. Coast Guard.
Whiskey Zero, that's on November Echo.
KR6DGU.
Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo, Kilowatt India 6 Delta Golf Uniform. Haven't heard you for a while. Glad you took some, got some time to get behind the microphone. Good to talk to you. Who else? Okay, Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo, go ahead.
Yeah, Dick, good afternoon. Your signal down from what I'm used to. Usually it's 5-9. You're punching 5 and sometimes 7, but must be the propagation. I do have the beam on you, so. Anyway, just want to say good afternoon. I haven't been in here in a long time. Let's see how you're doing. We're in school here, and our sound is on watch. That's just some place. Anyway, good afternoon, 73 and Pepper Price.
Roger, John, W0ENE, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, what's going on down in your part of Florida? How's the weather down there? Over.
Well, right now it's nice and sunny and hot. It's in the 90s, and it's been that way all summer. And it will probably rain again later this afternoon. Supposed to be clear tomorrow. We're not getting quite as much rain as we were. We did have a period where we had about 47 days of rain in the Jacksonville area, and that's calmed down a little bit, but we're still getting rain, and at least we're getting some. A lot of people aren't, and we have grass, so I guess it works.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, I hadn't heard from our old buddy Craig in Clearwater today, W4LGX. Sometimes he just listens over there. He kind of takes it to rear back in his big chair and listen to us. But I haven't heard. Normally, I get a little report out of Clearwater we didn't get today. But I know you're on the other part of this other side of the state. But still interesting to know what's going on over there. All right, John, very good. Good to have you on board, and appreciate it. Nice big signal from you, 5-9 plus a little bit here, I think. And you're even off the back of the antenna. Whiskey Zero, Echo November Echo, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, big Semper Paratus to you, and have a good week.
Well, 73 to you, Dick, and great talking to you. And we'll look for you again next week if we get a chance. I wonder if you'd heard WA4MZS, Eddie up there in Kennesaw. I don't know whether he's checked in lately or not. I haven't talked to him for quite some time, so I need to give him a landline and find out how he's doing. He's a retired warrant ET up there. 73 and Central Products will catch up with you later. This is W0ENE in USA.
Yep, he hadn't checked in here with me since July 21st, so been about a month or so, and so that's the last time we heard from him. Very good, sir. Well, you have a good week. We'll see you next weekend if we can. W0ENE, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, take care.
73 and Central Cross.
Cable box 6 for a time check.
Look, there's W4LGX. He's reminding me to look at the cable box for a time check. You know where they get their time checks?
Do they call you?
No, they get it from the same place I get mine, WWV in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hang on there, Craig, W4LGX, so don't go anywhere. KI6DGU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. How are you, Randy?
Been very busy on Saturday, so that's why I haven't been able to check in often as I'd like.
Yeah, Roger. Not all of a sudden, signals are not quite as strong as they were a few minutes ago. Man, I tell you what, the day that you guys did the Coast Guard birthday celebration there on the Midway, USS Midway, I tried my darndest. I tuned around, I listened, I watched the DX. Clusters. I saw one post for, I believe it was 20 meters FT-8 or PSK or something, and that was it. I didn't see another thing, but I was going to try, over.
Yeah, I know. I have propagated it terrible that day. You know, we were not making very many contacts on 20 meters or 40 meters where I was. So, that
wasn't very successful.
Anyway, what is successful, my son Dave is now at the air station at Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, really enjoying the new job, over.
Roger, up at Buzzards Bay. We've been wondering about that, too. How long has he been up there now?
I've been up there 3 or 4 weeks. They finally got into a house. Enjoying the change of scenery. He wasn't very fond of Miami, I think I've told you that. And they like the house. He really, really likes the guys he's working with at the air station.
Roger, Roger. Well, it's a totally different environment, obviously. Totally different. And glad he is enjoying it up there. Of course, I guess they got up there just in time to get the kids all signed up for school and stuff like that, over?
Yep, they're all signed up for school, signed up for playing football and soccer, and they're getting into the swing of things, and I think he's going to end up being a coach, over.
Well, there you go. That's what happens when you get to be a landlubber like that, over.
Yeah, he's got four kids there. So he's looking forward to a good three years there at Buzzards Bay Air Station, helping out the Airedales, over.
Absolutely. Well, very good. Well, Randy, it is really good talking to you. I know you're a busy fella. I see lots of things that you're up to since we're Facebook buddies. I just get tired looking at your posts, man. You're everywhere. You're riding trains and driving trains and motorcycles and aircraft carriers and bands. I don't know, what have I forget? Oh, chasing rattlesnakes. Yeah, I don't want to forget that one, over. Roger, Roger. Well, it's good to hear from you. Thanks for the report on your son, and we'll be big semper paratus to you, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next time. KI6DGU, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Whiskey 4, Lima Golf X-Ray, W4LGX. How you doing, Craig?
Okay, Nick.
I've been here with you since you started.
Well, I figured you might be listening there, so that's why I didn't say anything bad about you, over.
Well, that's being nice. Yeah, that's a good thing. Got a lot of noise on the band.
Yeah, the predominant signal, so to speak. And the majority of the others, I think, just telling something to me. Yeah, Roger, Roger. Very good. Well, Andy is turning 96 on Tuesday. And he doesn't know it. I know he's not listening via the radio, the tune-in app. So they're planning a little shindig for him that he doesn't know about, the Fraternal Order of Police and the police advisory board there in town are going to throw him a big party on Tuesday. Over.
All righty, well, be sure and tell him that we're thinking of him down here in Florida.
We do, and he always asks, and he always tells me to let you guys know he did go to happy hour yesterday and had himself a highball and sipped on that for a while and had a nice visit. He had a trip to the doctor earlier in the week, and they got a pretty much an all clear. They're going to do an X-ray on his abdomen next week. I'm not sure what day, but they don't expect to find anything. They think they figured out what the problem was, but they're going to do that just to be sure. And so it looks like everything is steady as she goes. Over.
Gosh, he may be doing better than me. I've joined the arthritis club, so to speak, around the waistline. And down at the ankle. And that can only get worse.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my. Well, I hope it doesn't. And I hope that whatever little magic pills the doc's got for you there help out. Over.
Oh, don't want any of those pain pills. They'll give you trouble. Most of them.
Well, I'm not thinking about those kind of pills. I'm hoping there's something that'll help take the edge off a little bit. All right, Mr. Craig, let's see if we got a couple more want to check in out there. But I'm glad to get you on the payroll today because I wanted to share that birthday celebration thing with you, and we'll chat with you again a little later. W4LGX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, what's the date of the birthday thing, his birthday?
Yeah, don't spill the beans. His birthday is the 28th, Tuesday. Over. Did you get that?
Very good. I wondered about that fellow we had out there in Hawaii. Sure was glad to hear the good news.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, we were too. I didn't know if we'd hear from him today or not. And if that storm hadn't turned and gone and degraded a bit, we probably wouldn't have. I don't know how he could have gotten on the air with that kind of a storm in the area. W4LGX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, we'll talk to you again here in a little bit. Let's stand by now and see if we have any additional check-ins for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary, Coast Guard Public Health Service doctors. Did you gents on the West Coast hear anything? I heard something.
Kilowatt 7 Sugar Whiskey.
Oscar Delta, he was down there someplace.
Okay, I had two people tell me something. Ted, who was it?
I think it was Kilowatt 7 Charlie Whiskey, correction, Kilowatt 7 Sugar Whiskey Sugar. I think that's what it was.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that call sign. The Kilowatt 7 station, try again. Okay, was there a second station that thought they heard him?
Pop, Kilo Papa Zero, or Kilo Zero Papa Oscar Delta, Leland.
Leland, well, you go ahead and pick him up. I didn't hear him well enough.
Yeah, go ahead there, Leland. We heard you up there. Go ahead. Yeah, we got lots of smoke over here on the coast, too. I've been hacking and coughing all week. So how's things going up there other than the smoke there, Leland? Well, 70 is a lot better than the 90 that you had a couple of weeks ago. Okay, Leland, you got anything else this morning? You got a nice signal. Okay, well, thanks for stopping by and saying hello. Always good to hear from you up there in Florissant, Colorado. So, you take care and semper paratus. Okay, Leland, thanks a lot. Back to you there, Richard.
All right, we'll see if we can scare up somebody else, Leland. I didn't copy him at all, KB0POD. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Uniform Tango Romeo.
Okay, I think there are two in there. I heard Uniform Tango Romeo is one of them. Who's the other one?
Officer Rick Mobile.
Officer Rick? Okay, well, go ahead and grab Officer Rick if you can hear him.
Whiskey Oscar 6, I'll get it out. WF6OAL 7DD, go ahead, Rick.
AL 7DD, WF6O, good morning, Nick. Oscar Sierra uniform. He is in the LaFarceville, New York, but he's a technician, so we won't hear him. AL7DD, WF6O.
Okay, Officer Rick, heading for Matt Fallon, Nevada. How far is that from your new house, over?
Door-to-door is 201.
Okay, 201 miles, all right. Well, very good, and I hope you're doing okay there. I see, Rick, I see that you got medically retired, so that's a good thing. And enjoy the retirement community with us, over.
Well, I'm not medically retired yet. There's a possibility I will be. But I do know for a fact I'm not going back to work.
Well, very good. That's the big thing, not going back to work there, Rick. So, you got anything else for us other than 919 members and K2 Oscar Sierra uniform?
You know, he had back surgery.
Okay, Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, Alpha Lima 7 Delta, and that's Mobile. So take care, Rick. Have a safe drive down there, and we'll talk to you later on. WF6OAL7DD. Did you copy all that, Richard?
I got some of it. If you're still listening around there, Rick, how's the back coming along?
Well, I had surgery on it. They corrected the issue, but it's going to be at least 3 months before I'm 100%.
Yeah, Roger that. Sounds like you're able to get around again, though. That's a good thing. You doing the driving?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm wishing you a steady and speedy recovery, and glad we're able to get you in here today. So 7-3s to you. Drive carefully out there. I missed that.
He said he'd catch us two wanted criminals later.
Oh, okay. Please don't tell anybody. I'm kind of in the witness protection program. WF6O and the group W5, Charlie Goff, Charlie 7-3's there. Drive carefully, Mr. Rick. Uniform Tango Radio, go ahead.
W5, Charlie Goff, Charlie W2, UCR. Well, down there, and thanks for the info on
WWB.
Over.
Yeah, W2UTR, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. We're going to get the link up on our web page and on our Facebook page for that petition, because it really is important to try to get as many signatures as possible on that. I mean, it all helps. But, yeah, that would be catastrophic. I mean, even as Craig was saying down there, the time on your cable TV box gets there somehow, and it isn't going to be accurate if they don't get the signals that we get from the same place, which is WWV. You cannot get an accurate signal down the Internet, no matter. You can get one close, but not quite what you can get over the air. So, it is, and as a matter of fact, if they shut it down, there won't be any signal over the internet. I think that's the thing that people don't understand, is if they shut that whole operation down, that's where it all comes from. So, you know, I mean, I realize that the Canadians still have their signal up on the air, things of that nature, but it's not quite as strong down this way as WWV. So, and I'm not all that uncertain that they don't rely on some of that themselves. So we really don't know. Anyway, Al, I got your email about the hats, and I haven't responded. It's like every time I sit down to the computer to respond back to you, something comes up, and it's like, oh, I didn't answer that yet. But I have it. You will get an answer. Interesting idea, and we'll see how that all plays out. I need to go back there and look at it again. Over.
Roger, Roger, Dick. Yeah, in terms of time standards, it's absolutely true about WWV, and but there's also GPS. So satellites are also doing a time standard that Wall Street, trains, other utilities, all synchronization relies on that. So the big concern is always if those satellites get knocked out, oh, we're in a mess of trouble, period. And E. Loran was supposed to come out to give a backup to GPS and time standards under Bush and under Obama, but it has not happened. So we're still waiting for that to get a good backup. And yeah, the hats, you know, it's entirely in your court, Dick. Whatever you want to do, any way I can help out in that project, you just let me know. And back to you.
All right, very good. W2UTR, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, very good. All right, there, Al. I do apologize for not answering that thing. It's just it's one of those weeks. It seems like it's just every time I got a chance to sit down, there would be something else that happened that I'd have to deal with. So it's just been that kind of thing. But the information is appreciated very much, and I will respond to you positively this weekend. W2UTR, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, thank you for your help on Coast Guard Day, and I appreciate the hat as well. Obviously, I've worn it out and got a few comments from folks after when I did that. So 73's to you, big Semper Paratus. Over.
Roger, Roger, Dick. 73 to you, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and the entire net. This is W2UTRN.
All right, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, taking additional check-ins, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary, U.S. Public Health Service, Coast Guard doctors. Did you hear that one, Nick?
Might have been Bob, I'm not sure it was a four.
The four station, try it again.
That's Kilo 4 Uniform Tango, and I can't get the last letter.
Kilo 4, I'm trying to get some help here. KK4 Uniform Tango, and the last letter? Would that be X-ray? All of a sudden, I've got some noise that's come up here, and I've just all but lost him. Ted, why don't you see if you can get through to him. Over.
Okay, Roger, Dick. I didn't hear anything that time. If it was something there, I didn't hear him. He was real weak. A kilowatt 4, a uniform tango, ? W6VXP, I'm out in California. You want to try again there? Okay, I think it's X-ray, I'm pretty sure. Kilo 4, uniform tango X-ray. Give me a QSL if that's correct.
And That's Kilo Kilo 4 Uniform Charlie X-Ray. Kim, he's Coast Guard in Lexington, Virginia, but unfortunately a very light copy here. Over. Kim, I've got the antenna pointed right your way there, but we're in a propagation hole. Kilo Kilo 4 Uniform Charlie X-Ray. Here is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I've got myself, got Mr. Ted in California. I don't know, Mr. Craig, are you still there in Clearwater? Do you copy him?
I don't copy him, but I'm still here. We had in the substations, we had a satellite connection. We had a receiver on a rack in the back by the equipment, and I don't know what they had, a dish, I assume, up on the roof.
Roger, roger. KK4UCX, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Try it again, Kim. I can just make out that he's in there, Ted. Nick, anything up there?
I heard him come back, but like you, he's here.
All right, Kim. Well, I've got you in the logbook, but we're not getting much help there on a relay. Signal is very light for some reason from your neighborhood, but we do have you in the logbook. I appreciate you stopping by. Over. Okay. Well, he is gone. AL7DD. Let's go around the proverbial horn here, and see if we can scrounge up any new business. Let's start in Clearwater. W4LGX. You want to make a call for us?
Landline.
He's on the landline. All right. Is there a W0?
Romeo Sierra.
Romeo Sierra. All right, Kilowatt Yankee 4, something Romeo Sierra. Try again.
Kilowatt Yankee 4.
Well, I got the KY4. Is it KY4RS?
USL.
QSL.
Kilowatt Yankee 4 Radio Sierra. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I have Roger in Union, Kentucky. Is this correct? Over.
I did not copy that. Kilowatt Yankee.
Kilowatt Yankee 4 Radio Sierra. Is that a Roger?
That's correct, Dick.
Well, it comes up Roger in Union, Kentucky. He's a visitor to the net. KY4RS again. Yeah, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club. I've got Kilo Yankee 4 Radio Sierra. You're very weak. Your report is about a 4 by 2. Over. All right, he's not hearing me very well either. W6VXB, Mr. Ted, will you be here next week?
Yeah, I'll be here next week, but I won't be here the week after.
Roger. Well, you'll be gone the same weekend I am to Kentucky. Would you want to make a net call and see if you can find anybody out there? And we got time to do the antenna swap if you want to here in a second. Over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, on the WWV partition, it was on the ARRL news this week in our club. And yeah, I'm very aware of it. I don't use that WWV as much as I used to. I just mentioned it. I use something called Network Time Protocol, and I'm sure it's probably connected somewhat. But since I connected that protocol up to my FT8, It's just incredible. I used to get six or seven pops, you know, at the end of the cycle. Now sometimes I get even a full page. So that time is so critical when you're up, as you well know, when you're working some digital. Okay, I'm going to say this is a W5CGC, W6VXP in California. This is a meeting place for Coasties on the Saturday morning Coast Guard Net. Do we have any Coast Guard vets, retired, active duty, public health doctors, or U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary? This is W5CGC with W6VXP talking. Dick, I hear that Romeo Sierra, but I only hear about every third syllable, it seems like.
Yeah, good.
I'm sorry, it seems like I keep getting the same syllable. It's very weak signal out here in California, and I've got it as Kilowatt Yankee 4, Roger Sierra. I think you said something about a QTH, but I'm not sure.
Romeo Sierra, indoor antenna.
Oh, Roger, I got that completely then. Kilowatt Yankee 4, Romeo Sierra, indoor antenna in Kentucky. Indoor antenna in Kentucky. We got you in the logbook here. I don't think net control is W5CGC. He's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This is W6 Victor X-ray Papa. I'm out in California, out near Palm Springs, in the desert in Menifee, California. You got a good signal then, but most of it this morning has been very weak, about a 4-3 here. Over.
Yeah, a lot of QSC, but TY4RM.
Yeah, 73 there to you. Do we have any other Coast Guard, people like to check into the Coast Guard net here on Saturday morning? Coast Guard vets, retired, active duty, public health doctors. This is W5CGC, W6VXP.
November 4, Alpha, Romeo Sierra.
I heard an Alpha Romeo Sierra. I'm not sure anything else.
November 4, Alpha Romeo Sierra.
I'm getting the ARS. I didn't hear the first.
I got him. It's Tom. And November 4, Alpha Radio Sugar in South Carolina. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, have a good copy on you here, Tom. Welcome to the Coast Guard net. Over.
Well, good afternoon, Dick. It's been quite a while since we've checked in. Been pretty busy here in Pickens County, South Carolina, relocating to a new emergency operations center.
November 4,
so I'm sure
Echo.
You can kind of think about what we're up against with moving all communications equipment and everything involved with that.
Oh, yeah, that's always a big challenge, and you probably got more copper there than you know what to do with. Most of it not connected. Over.
Well, that's a roger. I've already gone through one roll of masking tape, just tagging cables, and so we can put everything back together once we get to the new QTH.
Goodness. So it's the operations center is what you're moving, Roger?
That's a roger. They figured out we were in the 10-mile inclusion zone for the Oconee Nuclear Station, and if they do have an accident, we're in a bad position where the old EOC used to be. So we're moving a few miles east.
Oh, well, that's comforting to know. Does that give you a warm, fuzzy feeling or not? Over.
Well, it does, Dick. I don't mind the warm, fuzzy feeling. It's the glow at night that I can't get to sleep with.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, goodness gracious. Well, that's a lot of work. Is it a county building that you're moving?
Yes, sir. They're relocating us to the basement of the county administrative building. So we'll be nice and secure about 10 feet underground.
Yes, sir. That'll be mighty fine unless it rains a lot.
Roger that, Dick. All right, sir. We heard you in there. A great signal. Good copy on you, 5-9 plus this afternoon into South Carolina. We just wanted to hop in there and say hi and wish all the active Coast Guard personnel and retired personnel a very safe weekend.
All right, Tom, thank you. Good luck with your move. Once you get everything all put together and operational down there, if you got a HF rig, you can get on the air. Give us a shout from there one day. Over.
Yes, sir, we certainly will.
All right, N4, ARS, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. W6, VXP, you're on a roll. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking it's a really weird morning here. This is one of the weaker days for you, actually. This is W5CGC, the Coast Guard meeting place on Saturday morning for retired Coasties, Coast Guard veterans, active duty Coast Guards, public health doctors, Coast Guard artillery, W6VXP here in California, and we've got two or three guys all over the U.S. here waiting for you to check in. Come now, please.
There's N1 Delta Papa, N1DP. Go ahead. Roger, Roger, David. Good to have you on board. Was that kilowatt one echo?
No, I missed the first part, but there wasn't on the record.
Okay, is there an echo, somebody with echo in the call sign trying to check into the net? I don't hear anything, David. You might give him a call.
Back to you, Dick.
Okay, very good. Well, you've been keeping busy up there in Maine this summer. Good to have you on board today. Is it comfy weather up there, over?
A little bit more comfier than it was. We've had probably the hottest, most humid summer anybody has on record up here. Kind of reminds me of being stationed in North Carolina, which is good and bad memories, over.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's always good. We used to have a number of stations checking in from Maine, but over the years they've kind of dropped out. I think a couple of them became Silent Keys. So it's always good when we get to hear from up there, see what's going on. We've just been sweltering like crazy here all summer, and until a couple of weeks ago, we had a really weird August rainy spell for about 5 or 6 days, got a bit over 3 inches of rain, and everything turned green again, so now we're back to cutting grass. Over.
Yeah, that's strange, because our little piece of Maine probably is the driest, we think. It's not been good. Last couple of weeks we've had some rain, but, you know, we started out with very dry spring. You know, we cut the grass twice a week, and I barely was cutting it once a week, and it looked like it was August instead of June. So we're getting a little bit more rain now, and of course that lack of rain is bad for blueberries and other crops and fire danger. So it's good to have things a little wetter again. And of course, being on the coast, relative humidity is high, so that helps with that. And well, we, you know, we've got Maine forest rangers and other people out there in California rotating in and out. Big operation out there, so I can't complain. We're doing pretty good compared to the monsoons down in Texas and the dry stuff out west. Over.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, very good, David. As a matter of fact, just speaking of those western fires out there, the local fire department here sent one of their brush trucks and a number of personnel out there. I guess they were out there for about two and a half weeks. They're back now, but they're bringing people from everywhere out there. Over.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Those big wildfires out west are pretty much a national mutual aid, and they the main force ranges of Western vehicles out there. They've rotated crews, and 2 weeks is the standard deployment that they usually put people out and then they send them back home. And, they work them hard.
Yes, sir, they are. In fact, a friend of mine's daughter is with the, I don't think it's the Forest Service. I should know it's some other outdoor-related kind of, maybe national parks. I'm not sure. Anyway, they sent her out there with some of her cohorts from somewhere in Ohio and not there 3 days and got herself injured in some way, got a leg injury. So it's dangerous work.
Yeah, it is, and the further you are in the country, the more danger there is getting you out and all of that. That's a multi-agency thing. Cal Fire is, of course, a big outfit out there, but, you know, these fires go beyond state sometimes. Yeah, I just, all those people are locked in houses. Gosh, it's one of them. So, what's the best for them in the future? Well, anyway, like I said, it's been playing. Things are pretty good here. It's a hot summer, but it's almost over, and we can go back to enjoying shoveling snow pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Oh, my goodness. All right. Talk to you later, Mr. David. By the way, since you're an old coasty Airedale, AL7DD, are you still with us, Nick?
Roger, roger.
You might want to share with David the news about Kodiak. He might have some interest in that.
Coast Guard Air Station Kodiak got their first Super Herc the other day, and I guess it's on Facebook, but I don't do that, but it was on KTVA-TV. They got a picture of the cross-water hoses from the fire department welcoming it into to Kodiak. So it was a 2009. That's a long way from when I had the 1453 that I flew in.
Oh, yeah, I saw a copy from up in the northwest there. Yeah, I saw that on Facebook as well. 1453, I remember those. I never did fly in one, but I've seen a bunch. And you might remember that there was briefly a 1454. That was a loaner from the Air Force. And I was down in Lucas City when it came in, and they were getting ready to paint it. Outfit it and all of that. So yeah, those had long range with the Benson tanks in it. So yeah, that's interesting out of Sacramento there. Yeah, I saw that. I think the Coast Guard is up to 12 J models now. I was down in Lucas City when they first arrived. And, the H's are going away, kind of like the B's back in the day when I first came in. So we all get retired, so to speak, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, we had a Super Herc, Air Force Super Herc on the frequency, well, not on the frequency, but down a few PC, and it only took two pilots to run it. I don't know if they have anybody in the back, but that was an Air Force Super Herc, and he was on for like 2 hours operating on 20 meters, and yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they work out. So, I guess from what Bill was about, he said it was probably a sand through E-City because it was 2009 and they had the E-City air station on it. So anyway, pretty interesting to see how things are progressing. N1DP, AL7DD.
AL7DD, N1DP. Well, say hi to Bobo there. Me and a guy fly with him back in the day. Very good. Boy, that brings back some memories. Yeah, I was around for the B model towards the end, and then they went to the barnyard, and they, all that hardware eventually goes. And some of those H's are up there flying for the Forest Service, jumping fire retardant and all that. Well, listen, I've talked it enough. You guys take care. Nice to hear you on, everybody. Dick, thanks for keeping the deck going. 7-3 and 1-D-2.
All right, very good, David. Good to get you in here, and thanks for trying with the Echo Echo. I haven't heard from K1EE in a while. He was up around the New London area, and I think he was going to do some traveling, but he also hasn't been in great health, and I haven't heard from him in several weeks, so I always keep my ear out in case we hear from him. So thank you for that. 7-3s to you, and Semper Paratus. We'll hopefully see you soon. N1DP, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Blue skies there, N1DP.
Mr. Nick, AL7DD, I have not heard K3BTP today, but if he was on there, I think I probably would have. But you want to make a net call from up in your neighborhood, and we'll start to put the ribbons on this one. It's been a while. That's a long one, over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I was going to ask about Bud, LCD. Have anybody heard from him?
Yes, sir, I have. KC4LCD is alive and well and kicking in New Hampshire. But he is retired off of the network. He's not doing any net control ops anymore, and says he barely gets on the radio because he doesn't get a good signal. And I tell him we listen for him, and I always seem to hear him call. He listens on the internet sometimes, he says, but not on the air much anymore. Over.
Bud. All right, I'm going to try and call Alaska one more time before we give it up here for the day and see if we can get any more Alaskans in here. So the quad is coming around to the north. The AL7JX, KL7 Alpha Echo Delta, KB2.
All right, sir, AL7DD, thank you very much for your help today. Ted, you want to do the antenna thing?
I don't think so. You're really down in the mud now. You and Nick both are way down there. I don't think this would be maybe we'll do it next week. Or maybe I'll give you a call during the week or something.
Okay, well, part of that was because I had the antenna pointed at Maine and I hadn't turned it around. I'm sure it'll probably come up quite a bit here as I get it back around towards you. W6VXP, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, is that better?
Yeah, it's a little bit better, but you're still about S5. I heard N1DP. I heard David pretty well when he first started, but then boy, he dropped way off. I could hardly hear Nick, and then when Nick beamed up towards Alaska, I got him again. But you know, things are really dropping off pretty fast, and I've also got I got to go down and do a couple of things here. It's been a long morning, but I sure had fun.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for your help, and we'll see you next week, and I'll be here next week, and then the week after that, poor old Nick is going to have to run the whole thing by himself. So 7-3s to you, W6VXP, clear with you, AL7DD. Thank you, sir, for your help as always. Over.
Okay, Richard, very fine job as usual. I don't think I could do as better a job as you are, though. But anyway, you got a bigger station and in the right place in the middle of the country. You have a good week there, Richard. And if you talk to Andy, tell him happy birthday for me, though he did get my card. So we'll look for you next week.
Roger, will do. And I'll be talking to him later this afternoon. And I always have to give him a report on the net. So we'll do that. I've got a couple of big inductor coils over here that I bought that I never could figure out how to make work for my 630 meter operation. So rather than trying to make it work in the transmitter, I don't need it in the transmit antenna. I'm going to see if I can't do something on the receive antenna to try to null out some of the noise and or peak it up using these coils this afternoon for receive. I got to do something. I got to do something better for a receive antenna, and building one of those monster coils like some of the guys have. They look like gigantic. Those boats on the swamp boat propeller cages. They're just huge. All right, AL7DD. We'll see you later. W4LGX. If you're still listening down there in Clearwater, you take care, and hope you're feeling better. And with that, Mr. Nick, we'll say 7-3s to you. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie will now be cleared. See you next week.
Okay, Richard, another fine job, Al. Lima 7 Delta Delta.